back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
I love the way it's in Ashburton, that political commentary sting. Hi, Rod Oram, how are you?
Good morning, I'm fine, thanks, Mikey.
Big day today. Let's take a breath.
Yeah,
so
right.
Officially, what's going to happen today?
Winston Peters is going to announce which party New Zealand First is going to form a relationship with. We don't even know quite whether it's going to be a full coalition or something less than that. Hopefully he will tell the leaders of the two parties he's been courting before he tells the nation. And we don't even know precisely the time, I don't think, from the last I've been seeing. And then we think, to hear not only which party he's going with, but what the nature of the relationship is, what the policy agreements are, and perhaps even which ministerial posts would go to New Zealand First.
Ministerial posts! That's quite exciting. We had a caller before, and she suggested that he might announce that because she's saying that the type of language he's using suggests to her that he might just say the result, because he said, we will be announcing the results of the negotiations, and she's suggesting that that means that the negotiations have failed. As a possibility.
That's completely fascinating. If that person turns out to be right. She's an extremely astute person, I think there is an out.
Imagine.
Here we're going into a real realm of theory here, but I think the negotiations have been difficult. It's clearly an extremely difficult decision for New Zealand First. The fact that the caucus meeting and the board meetings for New Zealand First have been going on so long could be indications of that. If that's the case, actually, I think it would be quite good, because my personal view is that Peters is always difficult in these relationships with other governments. I mean, it worked better with Clark than it did with National.
Yep.
But I think he's getting more difficult as he gets older, and I've been pitying the party that actually lands him, quite frankly. And so if it is that extreme an outcome, and I've got no idea it is at all, if it is, well, then that would... gosh, what happened then? Maybe National would try and form a minority government, but I don't think it would even get past the first confidence vote. And then, presumably, we have another election, which would be good. No, it would all be a bit exhausting. But I think in that sense, we would then have a very... I mean, we had a real campaign last time around, a few weeks ago. I think it would really sharpen up people's choices and minds. I think it'd be completely fascinating.
It would be fascinating. It'd be exhausting for the country again, though. I mean, I think Winston Peters is exhausted. You'd imagine, I know that Jacinda would be back into another relentlessly positive exhaustion machine. You'd have to have be wheedling around the lies if you're the National Party. It'd be interesting, wouldn't it? But if he does make a decision today to go cross benches, what does that mean?
A great deal of instability, because the party that then forms a government can never really rely on him. It's a very minimum level of support. And so if it was sort of crossbench with an agreement on confidence and supply, I think I'm saying this right, but then on every other issue, the government has to negotiate support. So that means on every single piece of legislation, New Zealand First becomes the deciding factor. I think that's very undesirable for two reasons. It's very unstable as a way of doing government, but it also gives New Zealand First far too much power over every single piece of legislation that Parliament debates.
Yeah, and you think he's under pressure now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where we would see him at his, his most erratic, his most irascible, and his most belligerent.
Someone said to me, an Uber driver said to me this morning. He said he won't go with Labour and the Greens because he hates the Greens. Is that true?
That's what he's been saying all the way along about the Greens, and I think it's deeply visceral about the sort of people they are and what they stand up for and the sort of person he is.
However, he's been saying the same thing about big money.
Yeah, and he's the ultimate pragmatist in terms of saying, I want to be in government, I want this to work, I will be pretty, keep the Greens at arm's length, and I'll let Jacinda deal with them, and I'll deal with Jacinda. I won't try and strike up much a relationship with Greens. It's going to be a funny threesome, I tell you.
A threesome's always got its pros and cons, Rod. Do you think that the leaders, how much compromise do you think on each side, National and then Labour, would have offered up? Because, I mean, Jacinda seemed to be quite confident that she wasn't prepared to compromise on very much. And we haven't heard that same sort of assurance from National, although National are less likely to compromise. Would that be right? I'll just chuck a couple of these easy ones right at you.
Yes, there's a lot of truth in that. But on the other hand, National will be very highly motivated to form another government and have a fourth term.
Oh, Bill wants to be the PM.
Yeah,
big time, doesn't he?
And very highly motivated. And I can't. I have no idea what's been going through Labour's mind in terms of how stable partner Peters would be. But I'm sure they'd have given some consideration that if we don't land Peters and we stay in opposition, we can be a terrifically good opposition. We can really get our act together. And we don't think that National and Peters would necessarily go full term. And we'd be really, really ready then to go to the public.
That was going to be my final question. Peter Dunn predicted that whatever government's formed, it's not going to last a full term. How would, because of New Zealand First's, his quote, inbuilt self-destruct mechanism, what's he talking about, the inbuilt self-destruct mechanism of New Zealand First? Is that just inexperienced MPs or the fact that it all relies on Winston Peters? Or
It's very much about Winston Peters and his personality. Helen Clark was able to keep him in a reasonable working relationship, but it got very difficult. For example, as foreign minister, when he was doing very inappropriate things with Owen Glenn in terms of apparently promising him being the honorary consul in Monaco and things like that, talk about baubles of office.
Yeah.
There are some good MPs in New Zealand First caucus, and some of those came back in this election. But
what's the self-destruct mechanism he's talking about, do you think?
Well, it's Peters. I think he's a very thin-skinned person and very easily feels that he's being slighted. He's not having the due deference paid to him. That's what makes him, I think, quite difficult to deal with. And as I say, I think he's been getting worse with age. I think was certainly showing his age on the campaign trail, giving very strange, disoriented, rambling answers to things and being even more belligerent than he's been in the past. So that's why I go back to my earlier comment that I almost pity the party that lands him.
Rod Oram, thank you very much. It's going to be a very interesting day today, this Thursday, 19th of October 2017, isn't it?
And possibly for many months to come.
Hey, thanks very much for talking to us, Rod. You have a great day.
Thanks. See you, Mikey. Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.